from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.
Please welcome the manager, number 30, Craig Council.
I know it's official that I'm a Cub now and I'm talking to Danny Parkins, you know what I mean?
Craig Council.
Nobody is interested in your takes, I promise. I promise.
God, that
I
checks promise. Out.
What are they tuning into right now? This guy over here, it's the Parkins and Spiegel show. You're a guest, Craig.
Manager for your Chicago Cubs.
He definitely gets frustrated in there, but he's such a tactician, like the way that he is thinking about the game, who to pinch hit, bullpen usage. He's always pacing in the dugout. He's just thinking all the time. You know, having him on the bench for us is more valuable than him losing it and having to watch from his office.
So is he the person who says, I'm not mad, I'm just disappointed? Like, what is a disgruntled Craig Council?
He'll give a couple good yells from the dugout. The hard part about Wrigley is now our dugout's so far away from the umpire. I don't think they can hear him. It's hard to get tossed from the dugout here.
That's a bad take. It's a bad take.
Craig Council with Parkins and Spiegel on 670 The Score.
Today's show on the field is brought to you by Bosch Power Tools, what hard workers deserve. But you might have noticed that we are not on the field because, as it is a perfect sunny day with just like 3 clouds in the sky, apparently it might rain later. So we once again cannot be in person with the manager of the Cubs, Craig Council, who joins us now on The Score. What's up, Craig?
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
You know what it is, Danny? It's a day we could get sunburn when there's supposed to be rain in the forecast. Now that I realized it. We're grumpy up here. We don't get to be on the field, Craig. It's twice in a row now that the weather gods have done this to us.
Yeah, I know it's a caution, but it seems like we should have a nice night.
Yeah, it should be. It should be just fine. We just got done talking with Nico about how not every hitter approaches it the same way, and you got to have an individualized hitting approach. And we were asking him, is everyone even asked to have a BHAC or a 2-strike approach? Or when we're trying to talk about these guys, is it like, no, not everybody is capable of doing that, so we don't ask everyone to do that in those situations?
I mean, I think you asked like 4 questions there. But
I have a tendency to do that. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, is the like 2-strike approach? Do you want to do something different? I think those are all like great concepts and like the best of the best can like execute all of those things, all of those questions. but hitting is a difficult thing, and you know, not everybody can execute every single one of those tasks. You know, you have to, whenever a hitter's hit with 2 strikes, they give things up, right? Like there's going to be something they give up. They have to cover more of the strike zone. That's what your thought is. I got to cover more of the strike zone. So it, you know, makes you swing more often. And it's, if you're covering more of the strike zone, it's harder to do damage. And that's why guys don't hit as well with 2 strikes.
Yeah. You know, are we being fair if we were to criticize, or if somebody's to criticize a guy like Morel from that moment the other day and the little thing that happened with you and Jesse? It's like, is it even fair to criticize a guy like Morel when maybe he's just being told to go up there and swing it as hard as he can and try to hit the ball hard every time? And here we are thinking he should show some 2-strike approach. Maybe he's not even being asked to do that. We don't know.
Well, regardless, players are going to strike out because that's the other pitcher. The pitcher's trying to strike him out. Nico strikes out, right? Like, that happens. The pitcher can make really good pitches and regardless of what the swings look like, you know, you're going to miss sometimes.
Yeah, you know, like media can have multiple roles and they can voice things in the wrong situation. Lord knows I've been there. You know, beat writers usually don't have takes. It seemed like it was just a moment of like, you know, a guy speaking in one role when he's there as a beat writer. It can be a weird thing. Is that a fair representation, you think?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's fair. Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
We're watching Cody Bellinger take BP right now. How close is he to returning?
Well, I think we're a couple steps away, but the fact that he's on the field hitting right now is a really good step. And so, you know, from today, you know, today goes well, then we can move to probably a machine and a little more velocity tomorrow. And so, you know, that puts us in a good spot to just keep the training going forward this weekend in Kansas City and, you know, see where we're at kind of end of the weekend.
Any other reinforcements coming soon?
I think Cody would definitely be the guy that's closest to playing.
Okay. So yesterday, you know, Jed made some news when he said that, you know, any buys would not just be for this year, barring anything unforeseen in the next 7 days. It would have to help in 25 into the future. What conversations did you have with him that led to that kind of public proclamation ahead of the deadline?
Well, I mean, I think that's just, you know, I mean, I think he's just kind of basically stating what the playoff odds are and that you have to be smart and kind of the deals that you make. I think what's most important is that, you know, there's a trade deadline coming. That's an opportunity to transact in the industry, to make transactions. It's a time that there will be transactions made. And, you know, it's really just finding opportunities that the deadline creates kind of regardless of, you know, where or when they help you. And we can like say, hey, And then in a 60-game, you know, stretch that we have after the deadline, essentially, you know, you just play the games. And, you know, if we acquire some guys, you know, they got 60 games to help us.
You know, when Jed says that stuff, it's impactful to media like us. It's impactful to fans. Had he or you shared that message with the team before he shared it with the media last night, Craig?
No.
Okay. Do you, as a manager, think about, do you have to follow up on that message with players or help them process it? Like, you know, guys, I think might have got asked for it, asked about it after the game. Is that anything that concerns you? Because it's, again, it's more impactful for media and for fans than it is for players, but do they need to be ready for it, I guess, is the question.
Yeah, one of the tough things about being a player is that regardless of, you know, the players kind of deal with this throughout their careers, basically every day of their career. As a player, you are most players are eligible to be traded at any point, you know, and that's the facts of the life of a Major League Baseball player. So it's really something that's kind of wired into you that you have to deal with. Yeah, I mean, of course people think about it. But there's right now you have a job to do and you just do that job.
I guess what we heard went from Jed's comments was like a concession that 2024, this bunch is not good enough, or this team has not played good enough. He still expressed overall positivity, but do you believe this team still is good enough to rally and be playoff viable at this point?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, I think, look, the standings indicate that we're not a playoff team right now. And you can't ignore that. But we still have 60, 58 opportunities in front of us to change that. And that's how you approach it. But absolutely, we have not put ourselves in a spot where we can play well enough to put ourselves in a playoff conversation. Absolutely.
But so this is one of those things where we process it differently than you do. So that's why it doesn't matter if you need necessarily even tell the players. Nothing has changed for you guys.
Nothing has changed for us. That's right.
So, you know, when you process, because the deadline is it's a big thing in the industry, like you just said, like, what do you think is the biggest reason or reasons why, to this point, you guys have underachieved? Why are we here?
I mean, you know, we're here because we haven't won enough baseball games.
Okay.
That's why we're having these conversations. But I don't mean we're always going to, baseball has so many results that it leads to like constant evaluation.
Yeah.
You know, we look at it as like, we have opportunity to still get ourselves back into it and judges at the end of the season.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.
Do you laugh at the media's attempts and our attempts, mine and Danny specifically, to try and deal with some of those results when your job so clearly is to just keep your head down and focus on process? We're the ones left scrambling and asking questions here, Craig.
Yeah, no, I mean, I think it's kind of what how baseball is built in a season of like it's a story that's told every single day. And that's what makes it very unique in sports. And then there's a result every single day, which makes it unlike other sports. Mm-hmm. And so there's, you know, the roller coaster, I think, for fans, it is more. And that's the fun part about it. It's the tough part about it, but it's also the fun part about it. And so going through it, there's going to be more ups and downs. And you're going to experience all of it during a good season or a bad season. And you know, I understand that as a fan, and as I guess as a media member, that is part of it. It's a long ride, and it's a ride that goes up and down.
So when we're talking about, you know, your role, as we're talking to Craig Counsell, Parkinson Spiegel on the Score, one thing I've been wondering, like, this has to, new guy, new place, new coaching staff, some guys that you brought in, some guys that were here. How has that dynamic evolved over time, that the staff is some guys that you brought in and some guys that were here before? What role does that play?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's like anything else, I think you get more comfortable working with people the longer you've worked with them. And I'd say that is the case of the players as well. So I think, you know, at this point you feel like you really know people and you know how they work and buttons to push and how to move forward with them and kind of get everybody going in the right direction. I think you get better at that as you go. And I hope we continue to get better at that.
Was talking to your former manager, Bob Brenly, on Sunday about the unique personality mix of a coaching staff. And it's funny because Danny was listening and he said that I was projecting my feelings onto the interviewee, which I'm prone to do. Right, Danny?
Yeah, you were leading the witness.
I was leading the witness, but I know how Brenly feels about it. Like the need to have like a particular mix on a coaching staff of some guys who are funny, some guys who are angry, and those kind of things. Like just in a general sense, do you believe that it has to be a very kind of specific blend of personalities with a coaching staff in order to function best with a full team? How do you feel about that blend of personalities?
Yeah, I mean, I think we say that, and I think what Bob says it is like, look, you're looking for coaches that can connect with all types of players, right? And all types of personality types. And so I think, you know, you feel like you cover your bases if you have like all personality types covered. It's challenging to do. And I think, you know, there's also just flat out good coaches, no matter what their personality type is. And then I think that's really what you're going for. But I think, you know, something for everybody, you know, it always helps. And I think that's what Bob's alluding to.
Boy, did he love you. I mean, my God, I asked him a question at the end, like who is your favorite player? And he said, you, man, on a team with Luis Gonzalez and Matt Williams, he's like, you were his guy because of just a willingness to do absolutely anything that was necessary for the team. What did you learn from him, Craig?
Well, I think, you know, mostly he just put a lot of trust in me, and I always appreciated that for sure. You know, you try to like read the room, and from my perspective, and there was like there was very talented people in that room. And so, you know, my job was kind of to do that, I always thought. And just kind of do everything that I could do to really help other people be better, if that made, you know, in addition to doing your job, obviously. But that was my job. And I thought that's what could best help us win. And sometimes that means doing stuff you don't like to do, but that's your job.
You know, we do try to be fair when we talk about all of this stuff. So when we evaluate players, we try to learn as much as possible. When we evaluate a manager, we've talked about this for years. How valuable are managers? What impact do they have on winning? What do you think is fair when people like us are evaluating guys like you?
Everything is fair. I mean, you can have your opinions. I think everything is fair. And, you know, that's how it should be. So I'm not sure how to answer beyond that. You know, I mean, I take responsibility for the wins and losses. Absolutely. You know, I'm the manager, and we all do. I mean, I think the players do. Everybody takes responsibility for them. That's your records. You know, who said it? That's who you are.
So Bill Parcells, you are what your record says you are.
You have to take responsibility for it.
But we know that's just not true in baseball. That's what's hard, man. Yeah, are you what your record says you are? That they you know, front offices and everybody will point to underlying metrics and BABIP and whatever it is for a team. It's like, I don't know if you guys are what your record says you are. The bullpen's been great since June 1st. What if that timed out better with some specific games? You know what I mean? Like, are you guys what your record says you are?
Yeah, I think we are. I mean, you can't run away from that. I mean, we don't get to change any of that, so we are. it does, but I think the point of that is it doesn't mean the future is written. We get to write what happens next by how we play. So, you know, what's happened has happened, and we can't change it. So it is who we are. But we do have the future in front of us, and we have games in front of us, and we have opportunities in front of us.
That was philosophical.
It was. Well, it's a philosophical game. You got to be philosophical to make this game make sense, man. It makes you crazy, this game.
Yeah. No, I mean, what's crazy is the results make you crazy because there's so many of them. And you have to just be careful of, you know, from our seats, and I think from the player seats, you have to be careful about riding too much of an emotional wave because it will kind of catch up to you. And that's how I've always processed it. And I think the players do as well. I think the best players do that as well. That you do have to prepare for the next day, no matter what happened that night. Right. And otherwise you get beat again. And then that's part of it.
You know, I don't know that Cubs fans would believe that it makes you crazy. Like what is Craig Counsell being crazy about the results of baseball? What does it even look like?
Yeah, I mean, I think you get frustrated. Absolutely, you get frustrated. Whether it has to be shown visibly is, you know, for everybody however they internalize it or however they want to show it off. And it's that's your own thing.
Yeah, some guys punch dugout walls, but that doesn't work
out. That's not good.
No.
I've never known that to work.
the wall is undefeated.
Some guys kick a box fan. You know, it goes back a long way in this town. And it doesn't work. You know, you do realize that this guy, this Danny Parkins character here, he's...
What did I do?
You love football more than baseball because of the craziness that baseball creates. Is that fair? I don't want to put words in your mouth, but like...
I need more offense in this game. That's what it is.
Is that what it is?
It's too hard to hit, Craig. I want to make the ball bigger, make the outfield wider.
Okay.
Lower the mound. I got ideas. Are any of those good ones?
No, I mean, I think it is interesting. It's too hard to hit. I think sometimes... you know, it certainly can feel like that. I think last night's game was kind of an interesting. It was a very low scoring game, but like there was some pretty. The walks were. I don't know if the walks are always the most interesting part of the game, but I think there's some defensive plays that were pretty awesome at big moments that make the game fun. So, you know, sometimes you got to enjoy those parts of it to be a baseball fan. And I enjoy the good defense. I think that good defensive plays are, you know, often underrated and really not maybe as cool as the home run, but just as big as part of a game.
All right, so to summarize, despite what Jed said, nothing has changed for you guys. Still battling, still believing you are playoff caliber if you guys play well from this point on.
Oh, we have a summary now in our daily in our sessions, huh?
What do you think? We could make an action plan to discuss this as a possibility if we need to.
Sounds very corporate.
just trying to button up here, man. That's all.
All right, man. The wind's blowing out. Go win a baseball game. We'll talk.
I didn't get approval on my summary.
Yeah, because he doesn't like it.
I don't know. He might like it.
See you, Craig. Thanks.
Enjoy the night. Let's avoid the rain. All right.
Yeah, thanks, we'll try to stay dry.
Thanks.
See you, Craig.
You got
Thank
it.
You.
See ya.
That's Craig Counsell from the manager's office as we are in the press box
God.
A beautiful sunny day.
I enjoyed that.
Wrigley Field.
I enjoyed the hell out of that.
I don't know.
I did.
I never know who enjoys these anymore.
I do.
I normally, yeah, yeah.
That is a fascinating dude in a fascinating game. And he admits to some of the stuff that makes us all crazy about it. And he is relentless in his desire to not be crazy about it. And it is philosophical. It is. So I think it's fascinating.
Well, there's stuff to react to, and we did just watch Cody Bellinger take batting practice here at Wrigley Field, so we can sum up some of what's gone on there. We will talk plenty of Bears the rest of the way, including a Bears report from Chris Emma at 5 o'clock. It is Parkins and Spiegel live from Wrigley
Field. We got a summary now. Amazing.
Yeah, it's a thing. It's Parkinson Spiegel on the score.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.